In this year's election, quite predictably, business gave their support to Republican Norm Coleman, and Labor backed DFLer Skip Humphrey. Neither expected Reform candidate Jesse Ventura would prevail, but now that the contest is over, leaders of both business and labor express optimism that Ventura, a relatively unknown political quantity, represents a new opportunity for both of their camps.
I think he has said over and over he's from the private sector and has a background in the private sector. I think that's a very positive message.
The Minnesota Business Partnership's Dwayne Benson says while Ventura's policy positions weren't as well defined as his two rivals, he did leave some clues along the campaign trail.
I think that he would like to see taxes reduced and the growth of government restrained. He's talked about a lot of common sense approaches to solving environmental problems, the regulatory scheme as we know it. So overall, I think that there's cause for great optimism.
There you have it. Jesse, the pro-business Governor Ventura. But Bill Peterson, Secretary-Treasurer of the Minnesota AFL-CIO, points out the governor-elect has also stressed he is a card-carrying union member.
And so we have to believe that that his philosophy is pro-working person. And so we're very much interested in meeting with the governor and so that we can kind of indicate to him what our priorities are and what our philosophy is, and hopefully we can work together with him to produce a productive product from the legislature.
Meeting with Ventura and sounding out his political principles is a top priority for labor and business leaders. Judy Cook of the Minnesota Retail Merchants Association says she's encouraged by Ventura's apparent fiscal conservatism, but admits it's too early to predict the course of the upcoming administration.
Well, on the one hand, you can approach it as a very unique political experience, an opportunity to have our legislative agenda or the public policies in this state really approached from a very fresh and new way. On the other hand, it can be very nerve-wracking when you really aren't sure where he may come down on a specific issue or what kinds of arguments would hold water with him.
One of the first items of business for Ventura will be creating a budget, an issue important to business and labor alike. Political strategist Sarah Janicek says Ventura will have no choice at that point but to define himself more clearly.
He will have to start making specific statements on specific issues because specific issues will hit his desk in the form of legislation, and he will have to start speaking in specifics. And I think that's going to be a real learning process for him when he realizes that, wow, buck stops here.
As for favoring business over labor or vice versa, Janicek says both camps have reason to be optimistic.
I think that labor will have the equal access that business will have. And the question is, will Jesse Ventura strike that happy compromise? I think the good news for both businesses and labor is that they will be equally hurt in this administration.
Janicek says the new governor will be facing his own learning curve.
I have this fond vision of Jesse with this 300-page budget bill looking through what each program is going to be funded for, and he's going to start saying, well, what's this for? What's that for? What's this for? What's that for? And so it'll be very good to have a fresh set of eyes.
In other words, while business and labor leaders try to determine Ventura's policy positions, Ventura, in some sense, we'll be doing the same. I'm Michael Koo, Minnesota Public Radio.